let's talk trash. Yeah, trash. Yeah, trash everywhere. Trash on the side of the roads. Trash everywhere. We're over here in the parking lot of the government center. Over here at the parking lot of the government center, you know, the old Belk, and just pulled in, and Jimmy Jones just pulled in. I'm kind of waiting for him to get out of his car over there. We've been waiting a little while now. See if he's gonna. I think he might have seen me, but yeah, I can kind of see his car from here. I look through a little tinted glass and everything. See if he's gonna come through. We'll see. We'll see if he gets out of his car or not. But let's talk trash. You know, everybody hates trash. And there appears to be a new war on trash in Kershaw County. See, at the last county council meeting, Councilman Derek Shoemake brought up that he wants to do something against trash, and he wants to update the trash ordinance. Previously, the trash ordinance has been that you get a $25 fine for throwing trash out. Well, he suggests $250 for the first offense, throwing trash out, and 8 hours of community service. Supposedly that's gonna be picking up trash. And the second offense, Sammy Tucker has brought up, and it looks like everybody went along with it. It'd be 250 and 8 hours for first offense, 500 for the second offense with 16 hours. And then I keep looking for Jimmy. Then 750 for third offense and 24 hours of community service. And so everybody loves the idea except Jimmy Jones. Jimmy Jones says, well, we've had it, you know, we just don't have enforcement. They've had a war on trash forever. And I kind of agree with him with that. I kind of agree with the other guys. I hate trash. I can't stand somebody who throws trash on the side of the road, or go up to the dam up there and look, and there's trash everywhere, and worm boxes and beer cans and soda pop cans and sandwich trash and everything else. So you can understand that. They all debated about how much force is needed. And Brett Tomlinson said he'd go overboard. He'd have even more than that. And yeah, I always wonder, you know, what would they do if they didn't have this gun? And then you think about, well, how are they gonna enforce this? I mean, they talk about we don't have enough police or anything. Well, as if there was some kind of coincidence, Sheriff Lee Bones puts up a ad for a litter deputy, y'all. Yeah. So, what are they going to do? I mean, they talk about this might incentivize enforcement. You know, the guys with the badges and the guns and code enforcement and sheriff deputies and all that. Get them moving on enforcing the law. So that's what they're proposing. And, you know, is there more trash today than there was when I was young. And I guess so. And I look back and I think, well, you know, is that society itself? I mean, if you have no respect for your surroundings and all, you tend to trash up the place. So is that what's happening? Are they trashing up the place? Because society's morals are breaking down. And is more force going to work? And how much is that going to cost? And then how much more is this going to clog up the court system? And how are they going to prove who did what? I mean, if somebody's riding down the road and they throw a beer can out or a Coke can or a Reese cup or, God forbid, all these paper bags that come from the fast food restaurants, how are they going to prove it? Are they going to have a video of it, or are they going to have any kind of evidence? Or is it just the law enforcement officer's word for it? I mean, just think a lot of times you ride along, you run over a piece of trash and it flies up. And if the popo pulls you over and he says, I'm ticking you for littering, and you know, you don't even know what happened. How's he gonna prove that? Maybe you need a jury trial. I mean, if it's over $25, $25 or over, you can demand a jury trial. And they have to produce evidence. And they have to produce witnesses and all. So how are they going to prove that? I mean, I guess they could ride around with their video camera all the time. And when they catch something like that, they could catch the video of it and all that. Are they going to do all that? They talk about this as deterrence. And I look kind of like, you know, the war on drugs. They've been deterring since Nixon. And there's more drugs today than there ever was. Jails are full of people that victimless crimes just for possessing or whatever. And they've hired thousands and thousands and thousands of people to go after these people. So, how are they gonna enforce this thing? I think you have to change the hearts and minds of people. I think that's what the deal is. You got to change the hearts and minds of the people first. And force is just gonna, you're just going to cause more. You're going to cause more problems. I understand the sentiment. I hate a litter bug. But I'm just not sure that this is the way to go after it. Oh, just something else to think about. What do you think? Leave your comments down below. Let's start a discussion. How do you eliminate the trash problem? Till next time, boys and girls.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?